Chapter 83. The Dream.
Hello, Harry. I was expecting you last night, but I'm glad you're finally here. Have you not been sleeping well?
Voldemort had been looking in a mirror, all white face and red eyes, and he turned to face someone. Wormtail.
Fetch Severus for me, Wormtail. Tell him it's time for him to hear his part in tonight's events.
Harry stayed silent, because if he was here, he might as well eavesdrop. Voldemort had eavesdropped on him often enough. What was Voldemort planning? Since when had Professor Snape left Hogwarts? Harry had been busy with owls, but he was sure he'd seen him at lunch yesterday. Snape knelt in the circle of light in the middle of the dark room. Voldemort paced around the room, circling slowly, watching Snape.
You know I've been looking for Sirius Black.
Yes, Master. I am still unable to break the Fidelius charm.
I do not expect you to. Have you wondered why I wish Sirius Black found?
To use him against the Potter boy, I assumed.
No, Severus.
Voldemort said, with cool amusement,
I have another reason for seeking Black. After all, if I wish to strike at Potter through his loved ones, there is one much closer to hand.
I don't understand, Master.
It seems to have passed both you and Dumbledore by. Amazing! Usually I find myself always one step behind the man. And here I am, one step ahead. The boy loves you, very dearly, fiercely, with his whole heart.
Voldemort was at an angle that allowed him to watch the expression freeze on Professor Snape's face. Harry felt Voldemort's quiet delight. Voldemort began circling again, footsteps soft.
I'm not sure this would have worked at the beginning of the year. You were doing such a good job keeping your distance. But I have always found that shared adversity brings people together.
I had wondered at your goals, Master.
You will help Lord Voldemort send a message to Potter, won't you, my Severus?
Voldemort had circled around behind Professor Snape now, and Harry felt the cool wand in his hand as they leveled it at his professor's back.
Yes, Master, it would be my honor, Snape whispered.
Harry wanted to protest, to shout, but nothing he said seemed to have an effect. He seemed only a ghost, as he'd been in the snake at Christmas. He needed to wake up. He needed to stop this.
Good.
Crucio.
Snape collapsed in that circle of light, limbs jerking blackly. Like a spider, caught in its own web.
Harry,
Voldemort thought quite clearly,
I need you to run a small errand for me. There is a prophecy in the Department of Mysteries, a small glowing orb with your name on it. You will be able to touch it. The sooner you get it for me, the sooner we can cease this particular game. Don't worry, I'm quite skilled with the Cruciatus, unlike my dear Bella. If you move quickly, we should be able to avoid any permanent damage. You must agree that would be inconvenient. Once you have it, I will arrange to pick it up.
Harry woke up in the Great Hall examination room yelling, his scar on fire.